Now a fishing legend in his own mind, Rick Jordan.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you. After spending a week in the southern United States around New Orleans, another week on the Caribbean, I'm so glad to be back home. I say that sincerely. Blizzard or not, or whatever it is that's coming. A good inch of snow on a lot of the roadways up this way, and you might even see some plows out. We saw Rice Lake Road being treated by, I think they're throwing down that magic goop along with plowing that inch of snow out of there. Kind of noticing that DNR is reminding you to get your new fishing license in Minnesota and in Wisconsin. It's time. It's also time to talk to Russ Francisco. Good morning, Russell.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Great to be home.
Hey, well, that's good.
Ran into a guy on a cruise ship in the Caribbean that knew you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said, where are you from? You know how that goes. The guy said, I'm from Duluth. He says, oh, I got a friend there, Russ Francisco. Runs a little bait shop, he said.
That happened to me when I went to Mexico once.
Cabo San Lucas, right?
Yeah, well, I was fishing north of there, yeah. Oh. Guy walks up to me and says, how you doing? I shop in your store.
Well, better to be known for that than, you're the guy that robbed me one day.
With numbers on your, yeah, I seen your picture in the post office.
Yeah. Well, this is some strange stuff. I have to say, living on Secret Lake the last, I guess, week or so, we watched the ice come in and out twice, maybe, and
yep,
now a third time. Very thin ice. Ducks are having a problem.
I suppose, huh?
Yeah. We got a couple of swans. They're just barreling through there. And some giant, we looked it up in a book, mergansers. Now, you're a duck hunter guy, right?
Corey really is. I know a little bit about it, yeah.
Okay. Well, these mergansers are huge.
And yeah, the ones on Lake Superior are pretty big.
Yeah, I've never seen them on our lake before. But we do have ice this morning, and looks like we'll have it for a week or so. So what does this weather do for you? You were thinking, hey, we're springtime, we get everything out, and now this.
Well, it doesn't do much of anything. If, you know, people have already turned the corner. There's no ice fishing going on, right?
No.
So we just finished the Minneapolis Sports Show. It was about the busiest one I can remember in the last decade, and that's because nobody has anything to do. So we came back and put all the rods up and the electronics and stuff, and this will slow people down a little bit, but not much. You know, so people have turned the corner, and if they can get out their boats, they're still working on them and getting ready to go.
I think I've asked you this before over the years. How different the objects that go out the door in the Minneapolis show compared to Duluth show? How different do we buy down there up here?
They're pretty similar, other than maybe we'll sell more downriggers here and things like that. But people are buying 9-inch Humbird screens. They're buying the specials. They buy a little higher end rods. The bass people down there are really into it. They're all semi pros, right? And so they're buying higher end bass rods and some of the walleye rods. They buy maybe more, a little more Loomis than they would Shimano. They buy a little more 2B instead of maybe Daiwa. But the high end Daiwas were very popular this year too. So we're in Duluth. We probably sell $79 to $119 rods. Down there, we probably sell $159 to $199 rods. They just buy a little more expensive stuff. It's a little bit of competition with their friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's more people there, you know, so their buddies come in and buy a $200 rod. They've got to buy a $200 rod, right? So it's sort of fun to watch. But there's just so many more people there, you know. But we have, I think, you know, it's funny. A fella asked me, one of the wardens down there said, who has the best fishermen in the state? And I said, probably the people in Duluth are better fishermen. And he said, the reason for that, I said, because we have a more diverse fishery, but also we don't have as much water. I mean, we have all these lakes around us, but they are surrounded by water. They got Minnetonka, Mille Lacs, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the DNR puts a lot more effort into those lakes than they do our lakes. So we have to be better at what we do in order to catch fish. So I think we have better fishermen.
Good. Well said, and I totally agree. Yep. I did drive up to Island Lake yesterday to see what it looked like. The east side of where the river comes in, that had a lot of ice on it. The west side looked like it was breaking up quicker, although the bays are still ice-covered.
Yeah, they are, but it's getting pretty thin. There's some folks testing boats out on the St. Louis River and on Fish Lake because they can get at the ramps. And then, of course, it got cold and the ramps froze up again. So, but when it's nice out and it's open, people are going. I mean, we had a lot of we have a boat out in front of us this morning on the Big Lake. We've had as many as 50 boats out in front of us, you know, when it gets nice out. So people are into that mode, and that's good. That's what they should be this time of year. I mean, it's early, but, I mean, we have that kind of weather. We have some sunshine. We have the temperature next week will be in the 40s again, maybe even 45 during the day. It's sunny. So, you know, back to spring, you know, back to April type temperatures. So here we go. It's just, it's that time of the year, and fishing is good. I mean, whether you're in Shawmigan Bay or out in front of the store here or even in the harbor, fishing is good.
Hey, give us some good deals from Marine General Supply.
Hummingbird has extended a lot of stuff. Well, let me say this. We got a, you know, it's contest time of the year. So put this on your calendar. ALS, City Auto Glass. We have the tickets for Adult and Teen Challenge here for all the for their contest and their raffle. So that's all going on. Hummingbird has extended all their $500 rebates on Helix units to end of April, so you can save $500 after the discounts you get in the store. You can file for another $500. We got all kinds of rod and reel specials. We got combos that are normally $35 for $20. I bought almost 3,000 combos from Fish 13, so those combos will be out around the store. They're half price, so whether they're $35 for beginning price or $150, they're all half price. So lots of good deals right now. Take advantage of them. Meg 10 downriggers at $4.99. Still one more month on those, and they're going to pull the pin on that. So this is a good time to buy stuff.
All right. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks. Bye.
See you later. We're going to be back with more on the Frenzy after this.
You're listening to The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
Again, I got to thank Tom Robick, Dave, right? Okay. Sitting in last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, last week, anyway.
Oh, that's right. I did it from New Orleans.
You were here from New Orleans the week before last, yeah.
On St. Charles Street.
And last week, you were what? In Aruba, Jamaica, Kokomo.
Play the songs.
One of these places.
Yeah, I can't remember myself. Who's this?
Beach Boys.
Of course.
Kokomo.
Saw some Beach Boys, too. And porpoises.
Mm, wow.
And Pat Kukul lookalikes down there, too.
Wow.
Are you back now?
No.
Are you ready to talk to me?
Very willing to talk with you.
You wandering vagabond, you.
You know what? My wife has not told me how much this last cruise costs.
She's only money. Go make more.
No, I make $1.50 an hour on this show. I mean,
I know they don't pay you, but man, go back, look in your mattress. You know, hold on.
I gotta say this real quick. I talked to my doctor, family doctor, yesterday. Annual tune-up. And he found out I'd been on a cruise, and he said he was on a cruise once. And when he was on the cruise, his whole family was there, and he ran into this little old lady walking, same place every day. And he said, "Where are you from?" She says, "Here." And he wanted an explanation. She lived on that cruise ship.
Yep. That's my goal. I mean, really. Think about it. Why wouldn't you?
Well, Dr. Goodwrench quizzed her on that, and she came up with... there's a medical service there.
Yes.
There's some pretty good food.
Yes.
The rooms are small, but she said, they take care of me.
Exactly.
And she said it was cheaper than, care.
Yeah, I have heard that before.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that before. And, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month for some of this care. It would depend. So, heck, I think it's great.
I
think that the cruise ship should just do that from now on.
Let's, Dave and us, let's sign up.
We could just get together and just buy one. That would be special, wouldn't it?
Right. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, let's get serious here. This weather is weird. I should be seeing turkeys in my backyard and rabbits and stuff.
I know, but the good news is you can go to the special this weekend and forget about the weekend.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's the good news. You can get fed wonderful beef sandwiches. You can talk to really wonderful people. You can dream dreams. Mm-hmm. You can be contributing to one of the best in profit. And then, you know, that we have here, because the Fish and Game League, of course, runs the rifle range. That's the one that's most evident, but they do so much more, and it's all done on a volunteer basis. And the tickets go right, you know, right where they belong, locally, the money from the tickets. Tickets, $8. It's good for all 3 days. The parking is free.
Ah.
You can bring the family. Kids 12 and under are free. And there's a lot of things for the kids to do. And of course, the fish pond and face painting. And it's just you can't lose with this deal, especially with the weather being like it is.
What kind of food can we get?
Barbecue beef, ham sandwiches, whatever else is lurking around in any booth. Don't come to my booth for food, though. Just come to talk to me about other things.
I'm like, what do you get? What can you?
You can bring me food.
Okay. What kind? You got some good deals over there?
We do. I got halfway set up. I got a little behind, so I got to go over there early now and get
so do I.
Set up. Yeah. I mean, this is the perfect weekend for this. I don't think we're going to get 25 inches of snow. What do you think?
I don't think so either. I think we're going to stop at 9.5.
Yeah, okay. I'll write that down.
Yep. The most of it won't be until Monday anyway, Sunday night and Monday.
Oh, so we get to the show two or three times before the snow hits.
Yeah. We're open tonight at 5. And so it's tonight, I think it's till 9. I can't believe I can't remember what it is. Tomorrow, 10 to 8, I think. And then I think it's 10 to 4 on Sunday. I should go look at the poster instead of make stuff up, but I can do that. But it's really, and again, the parking is free there, which is really, really a good benefit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the price of parking at the arena is almost as much as the admission into your show over there.
Yeah, and I understand why they have to do it, but we don't.
Okay. That's at Westman Arena, of course.
That is at Westman Arena in Superior, and we'll be watching for you.
Okay. Usually there's a pretty big prize that's drawn out of a box.
That's exactly right. And that's what they have several prizes that they give away during the ticket enters you right in the prize. And then right now for the grand prizes, we have cash prizes that they give out. Easier, people seem to like them a little better because, mm-hmm. It spends. And the prizes are $2,000, $1,500, and
$250. Wow.
You don't have to be present to win.
Okay.
For that. That's drawn on Sunday after the show closes. But the rest of it, about every 3 hours, the giveaway donated by our wonderful businesses in town here, they give away door prizes, too.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Pat Kuchel, Superior Shooter Supply. It's 9:30 at KD. It sounds like you're going to a lottery show. all that money that they may be giving away. Plus, you get to look at some cool stuff for springtime.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
A little snowbird with Ann Murray, and as we get into the snow season again.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and
nice job, Dave.
Pretty amazing that we've had no snow all winter, and here it is.
Springtime.
Yeah, past springtime, and we're getting a big old blizzard maybe on Monday.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's still a watch at this point, but all indications are we're going to get a ton of snow and a lot of wind, too.
I was once told by a meteorologist what a watch is
you're watching it.
You stand outside and you watch for it, and then they give you a warning, and you go back in the house.
There you go. I like that idea. Yeah. All right.
Johnny Charlstrom, top of the morning.
Good morning.
Drove past your store this morning about 7, and they were plowing.
Yes. The big snow plows that went by a couple of times, looks like they're only chasing a few snowflakes so far. But I guess our Sunday through Wednesday is looking pretty impressive.
Yeah, impressive. I think I'm going to give either the county or the highway, whoever's doing that road, give them a little credit. They may have been putting down that solution that helps.
Yes. Yeah. No, Highway 4 gets a lot of attention, and I appreciate that because I like to stay out of the ditch.
Oh, man. I went up to Island Lake yesterday to see what's cooking. A little bit of open water.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's everything's going to be opening up pretty quick. I think once we get past this snowstorm and hopefully we go back into some of those nice 50-degree days and we can get back to spring in it.
I don't know if you've visited any of your area lakes up that way, but the Beaver Pond, which is called Secret Lake, I think we've had ice in and out three or four times.
Yeah, we had ice out a couple weeks ago when it was like 65 degrees out, and now everything's kind of skimmed back over these last few days, and it's...
That's a good word.
When you look at the calendar... You know, it's not too long now.
Well, yeah. You mentioned skim, and that's exactly what it is. Island Lake, I saw a lot of open water, plus in areas a lot of ice. So there's no need. I don't think you could get in at the Abbott Road Landing. And the water is really low in our reservoirs.
Yeah. That's the good thing with this upcoming dumping we're going to get is hopefully we add a little more water to the system because we got some lakes to fill up.
Yeah, we do. Yep. Not only the reservoirs, but even the natural lakes like, pick your natural lake. It's got to be low. The ground is not very wet underneath. You also worry about wells.
Yeah, a lot of that water table is kind of dropping around the our whole region, but we get enough snow and enough rain and between now and the fishing opener, and hopefully we can recharge.
Yeah, let's knock on wood there. Yeah, it'll be important. How do you get ready for the opener? What kind of gymnastics do you go through to make it happy for us?
Well, we take down the winter tackle, which we still have some winter tackle left, but within the next week or two, all the ice jigs are going to get boxed up and put away till the next ice season, and then we pull out and start putting all the spinners out and all the summer tackle.
You ever been to the, what is the big tackle shop down south? So big. Anyway, it's like four stories and it takes up five city blocks. Right near Elvis.
Cabela's,
yes.
Cabela's.
One thing I was looking for was clip-on lead sinkers.
Clip-on lead sinkers.
Yeah, both my son and I used the heck out of those. We could not find them anywhere down there. Apparently, they're not a thing in the southern part of the United States.
Huh, interesting. You talking about the ones with the little chain on them?
Well, no, just a little black thing that would clip on your line, or you say, oh, that's too big, I'll take it off. It's kind of bell-shaped.
Okay.
Half ounce, maybe.
The ones with the snap lock ones?
Yeah, snap lock. I think they're waterproof.
Yes, I'm looking at our sinker display right now, and yeah, we got the snap lock ones. I have them. We got those from 1/8 all the way up to 3/8.
Ooh!
Yeah, we have we got six different weights for you to choose from here.
Okay, I will get to her to stop by there on the way home.
Yep.
Good going. Well, see, you're better than Cabela's. You're bigger.
Yeah, well, I knew that. Yeah. even have the old-fashioned, remember them, I remember those from my grandpa, the rubber core ones.
Yeah.
Where they got a big rubber core to the sinker, and it's got a split in it. And you put your line right through the split, and you twist the little rubber core, and it's on.
Well, that would work. That would work.
Untwist it and take it off. So, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, we got the classics.
Yep. Yeah, you do. Good place, too. And good fresh minnows. And are you selling licenses, or is everybody going electronic?
We are selling a lot of, we're selling a lot of licenses right now. The machines have been pretty busy. the 2023 licenses are no good anymore. So if you haven't already got that license with a 24 in that top corner, come get one, and then you don't have to stand in line this fishing opener with all the people that didn't get the license.
Well, I got to tell you, my 23 license didn't work very well either.
All right. Well, we have a new year.
Yeah, the new attitude. You got archery going on. What are the hours back there?
Archery hours. We open up the archery range 9 o'clock in the morning, and we go until the store closes at 8 o'clock, 7 on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And bait, we have bait trap opens up at 6, closes at 8, 7 on Sundays. And we have crawlers in stock for all those guys that are going out after the sturgeon right now. Sold a couple flats yesterday, so we just got fresh crawlers in off the truck.
I've got to ask, where are we catching sturgeon? Down the river?
Yeah, I've heard of some people hooking in the sturgeon down in St. Louis Bay.
Yeah.
And there's guys heading up Rainy River and places up north, so... Mm-hmm. Areas with sturgeon right now are getting active. So
good. Good tip. Well, all Johnny, thank you very much. We'll honk on the way.
Perfect.
Bye-bye. We'll be back on The Frenzy. We'll see what else is cooking.
The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
This is a fishing technique.
Mm.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones,
is
sir.
Is that his real name?
Sir Tom Jones. He was mated by Queen Elizabeth back when.
That's
right. A bunch of other music stars. Like all the Beatles got knighted, too, at one point or another.
That was a controversy.
Really?
Yeah. Because they were just drug-crazed hippies.
Oh, that's right.
In those days. Speaking of craze, Dave Miller, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave. And, you know, it's not unusual to shovel snow in March either.
No, it is not. We have seen some, it's tough. St. Patrick's Day. I remember a St. Patrick's Day that I had to take Mr. Cadigan home in my brand new four-wheel drive truck.
That was deluxe. Yeah, we still have snowshoes.
Well, you didn't sell many, did you?
We sold through a lot of our snowshoes. We had a super special deal going on, and we did that in kind of before Christmas even.
Good.
But we got some snowshoes left, and it's it's going to melt. That's my mantra right now. It's going to melt.
It's going to melt quicker than you can imagine. I got a hunch here we're going to be in some real warm stuff after a couple of weeks.
I hope so. And, you know, I was talking with Chris at the store, and he said, make sure you tell him that we got rubber boots from the biggest boot to the littlest kid, because when this snow melts, those kids are going to be stomping in puddles. And
I was just going to ask, I know you're not so close to the cash register, but what's the biggest size boot you have?
Oh, you know, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure, but I've seen 17s and 17s for sure. But it depends on the manufacturer and whether they even go that big. But we always try to have something big for the folks that need it, whether it's a work boot or a winter boots. A lot of times those only go up to like 14s and I think 15s, but yeah.
17.
It's like just trying to have everything, whether it's pants or coats or jackets or whatever, you know, the trying to have stuff for the little kids and all the way up to the big guys, and that's our goal.
Yeah, that's a good effort. It works. You've been doing this for a long time.
You know, I was just thinking here. My dad started me and the store about the same time, and that was 70 years ago in March.
Ha! I'm older than you.
A little bit, just a little bit. But, yeah, 70 years we've been on that corner one way or the other. So it goes back a long time, and the store has changed. But, you know, it's like right now, going in the store, all the spring stuff is still coming in, but we got a lot of it out now. And it's like the colors and the everything is looking springtimey in there. And, and we got our winter clearance is still going on. We got a bunch of stuff out. There's a big clearance going on work boots. And then, like, all the spring stuff, we got the zip-off pants and SPF shirts, a lot of new fleece coming in. We got a big rain gear clearance, too, going on. So if you're looking for rain gear, there's new stuff, but we got a bunch of other stuff that's got special prices. And that goes from the kids all the way up through the men's.
Yeah.
Rubber boots, you know, for everybody. We talked about that. You know, our camping and tent accessories are going on. We got in a lot of summer and springtime Carhartt and Ariat stuff. Fishing licenses, that's been really busy lately with folks getting ready for springtime and brule opener and all of that kind of stuff. So that and, you know, a lot of the hiking trails are closed right now because they're muddy and stuff. You got to kind of check on the city of Duluth in particular does stuff. But this is a time that I like to head to the beach when I want to go for a little hike.
Yeah, there's less snow and ice down there.
Yeah, yep, and it's sandy, so it tends to not be quite as mucky. And you know, after this weather, we're going to have some good waterfall action probably going on. Looking forward to getting out and seeing a little bit of that. And it's just springtime.
Well, I'll give you my waterfall report on Secret Lake. Two giant swans, trumpeters. And boy, do they trumpet when they talk to each other across the way. Unfortunately, some geese has arrived, and buffleheads, they're usually the last duck-like critter to come in the fall. And I've never seen them this early in the spring. But then again, there's the huge, and I don't know the exact name, but they are mergansers.
Uh-huh.
They're huge and dark and stripy.
And they're coming through it.
Yep.
You know, it's really crazy because we're still snowmobiling in the woods and whatever else and this kind of stuff but the wildlife just follows that weather north no matter when it is. And I heard them talking about getting in flats of night crawlers, and I've been feeling sorry for the robins out in the yard. I keep thinking I should go buy some night crawlers and throw them out there.
Hey, we got a scoot. Give us your hours at Northwest Outlet Superior.
Yeah, folks, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 6, Saturday, 9 to 5:30. All kinds of specials going on. You've got to come in and check it out. And remember, the boat fish, the Douglas County Fish and Game League show is going on. Check for ticks, and have a great weekend, everybody.
The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
We are back, wrapping up with Matt King at Fisherman's Corner. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. How are you doing today?
Good. We got a good 10 minutes to talk about stuff.
Yeah. It looks like November outside, but we got spring fishing just around the corner.
Well, I think if this holds up, we might start hockey up again.
This is something else, I'll tell you. But you know what? We need the precipitation, though. Get these lakes and everything filled back up so we can get some people out fishing here hopefully in April.
Have you driven around and looked at lakes?
I haven't, but I was talking to a guy the other night, a good customer that comes in here, and he said that he drove, well, he's got a place on Rice Lake, and he looked at that, and he said that was down, I think he said like 4 feet.
Ouch.
And he went up to Boulder to the dam.
Yeah.
He said you can see all the stumps that where they cut them when they made that lake.
Right.
And then he heard that Island was down around 10 or 12.
I wouldn't go 12. I would go 8 to 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
my wife sometimes gets on a thread on a computer. A lot of people were trying to put their docks in an Island lake.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and it's going to be their dock's going to, hopefully we get some rain and start filling it back up because some of these lakes, like he was saying, Boulder's going to be actually kind of hard to launch a boat there now.
Now you see all the rocks, and that's what's been killing your propellers over the years.
Right.
Should mark them.
They got that little bit of shine on them, and that's aluminum.
Well, it's got two of mine, I know that.
For sure. And we need some rain, too, to blow these river mouths out on Lake Superior so guys can start steelhead fishing on the North Shore.
Ooh, explain that.
Well, so, like, I was out in the boat there last week, and, like, the Congdon Creek and the Chester and stuff can't go up any further than that, but I heard the Lester, there's not really any water coming out. There's not even, you can't even tell where the mouth is.
Right.
Because, you know, you get those big east winds, they push the rocks up there, and when there's not water coming out, you don't get a river current. Well, fish can't get up in the river to spawn. It's still early yet, but in April here, we're going to need some rain to blow that out so we can get those fish up there to spawn.
That is maybe one of the most intelligent statements made on the Frenzy today. Thank you. That was good. I've forgotten about that. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. We got to, if they don't get up there, they're going to just sit out in the lake there. And then, it could be bad. But I'm hopeful here, we'll get some rain. Get some rain, and even the snow is going to help because you'll get some runoff out of it.
Yeah, I think I heard one of the meteorologists this morning say that if we get X number of predicted snow inches, that's like 2.5-inch rainfall, and that's pretty good rainfall.
Yeah, that is, and we need it. It'll help this drought, the fire danger, too, is pretty big, and we need it for sure. But we're getting people, people are coming in. They're starting to think spring. And we ran some sales this week on all our spring fishing, So we've got, reels 10% off, fillet knives 10% off, the bait stations are 10% off, electronics 10% off. We got 20% off on all the tackle, 20% off rods, 20% off combos, and then... we got our St. Croix deal here going, so you can't run, I can't give you a break on the price on a St. Croix, but I can give you, for next trip into the store, a $20 credit on any merchandise or $40 if you want to purchase a firearm.
Sweet.
And we'll give you that off.
Nice, cool.
And if you did that, and if you did that right now, we still got our pink gun tag sale going on, so you can get quite a deal on a firearm or something going on here. So, this week we worked and we've been, we added a lot of new shelving in the store. So we've got things more organized and we're bringing in new products. I got a whole bunch of custom baits I ordered here that are going to be coming in, plastics, spoons, a bunch of different stuff that are custom.
Hold on a second. Custom baits designed locally?
Some are, yep. I have some in stock right now from that I got these big lake trout, or you could use them as a musky spoon.
Yeah.
That's Legendary Waters tackle there. It's a coffin spoon. They look awesome. I mean, for like if you go to like Isle Royale, Nipigon, or like I say, I think muskies would be great for them too. Those are in right now. I've got some... rubber plastic baits that are custom. This guy isn't local right around here, but he's not too far away. But I did his stuff. It's Lake Hop Customs. And I did his stuff this winter. We had some plastics that he had, and they worked excellent. We sold a ton of them. And so now he's got his summer line out, and we're getting a bunch of that. Should be arriving any day now. And so we'll have that. We also got a nice selection of the new Rapala Crush City. And
Whoa, what's that all about?
That's the new, they got a new plastic line that came out here. And it's pretty neat stuff. They got all their different plastics. They call them Crush City. The mayor is the paddle tails. They got... a bunch of freeloader, it's called, the cleanup craw, the Ned rigs, too. And then we got Northland with their new eye candy plastics, too.
Wow.
And, so we're getting a lot of new stuff in, and like you say, these I'm really excited about some of these custom stuff that's made, you know, from these private guys that I'm getting in. That's going to be a pretty nice selling stuff.
I love the names. Very catchy names.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a great. We're really loaded up here, and every day there's more stuff coming in. But we're looking really good here for the open water season, and we're ready. And we're just encourage people, you know, shop early and
yep.
get your boat ready because we're going to have an early spring, so you can get out there and enjoy it.
First thing you do when you want to get your boat ready is what?
Well, one of the things is I even though I put my batteries away charged,
yeah.
I make sure that I put them back on the charger and make sure they're charged up. And then when you put them in, there, and then I test everything there in the house and just, you know, run your out drive up and down if you've got power trim and tilt. Yeah. And then if you, I turn my graphs on to make sure that there's no shorts and any fuses. The key one, run your bilge pump, your live well pump, you know, and look at that stuff. And when you first put your boat in for the year, I encourage everybody, make sure you know, look down there so there's no water coming in. You didn't have a line on your, maybe your live well had ice in it and it froze. Well, now if that water starts to come in, it could leak into your boat.
Right.
So something to really look at, especially, you know, the first time you put it in there. And then make sure you bring a plug with you.
Yep.
You know, that's always key. So those are some of the things that I always, you know, look at and make sure before you get out there, you don't just push that boat off and assume everything's going to work. You know, kind of test it out at your house.
Yeah. I don't think folks are going to find too many lakes right now that are boat worthy, but it won't be
right.
long. It won't be long.
Won't be long at all, and we'll be fishing before you know it. I think we got my daughter's been keeping track here on our board. We've got 50 days till the opener, so that's not far away. You know, so we've been counting it down, and people been getting a kick out of it, been firing people up, and that's been pretty good. So we're excited for it, and like I say, we got some great deals going on. So stop up to the store and check out the new. The new shelving and everything, and we look forward to
Very good.
Seeing everyone.
Thank you, Matt King, Fisherman's Corner, close by Pike Lake, which is a little bit low.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Have a good weekend.
See you later. We got to run. Man, time flies here today, doesn't it, Dave?
It always does when you're having fun, and we're having fun.
Better than having flies while you're... whatever.
News is next. Thank you. Bruce Siskey on KEAA.